Weldon Hatchie, who's running for Barry Mayor in October's city election, faces charges of mischief and breach of probation from an August 5 anti-vaccine protest outside Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital. Hatchie, known for wearing colorful thongs at area protests against public health measures during the lockdown, said he was asked to participate in this protest because the COVID-19 vaccine was being given to young children. "I was asking them if they could show me, the hospital could show me, the side effects, the sheet that comes with the vaccine," he told Barry Today. "I said, I might be interested in taking the jab. Can you show me the side effects? You're supposed to give disclosure. They wouldn't talk to me. They wouldn't say anything. They called the police, OPP. The police told me that I couldn't be on the hospital property, but that's public property," added Hatchie, who is in the recreational vehicle business. "They, police, said, so, you're not going to leave?" I said, "No," so they took me down to the police station, threw me in a cell for an hour or so, gave me two tickets, said they were going to charge me for trespassing and mischief. Hatchie, 51, said he was given the two tickets and went back to the protest. "I was walking up and down the sidewalk on Volunteer Drive and they called the police and the police showed up again, just walked up, threw me in handcuffs, pulled me off the sidewalk, threw me in the back of a cop car and took me down and charged me for mischief and trespassing," he said. "The first time was two tickets. The second time, they charged me." Central Region OPP confirmed that on August 5, shortly after 10:15 a.m., Orillia OPP went to Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital concerning a group of people who were trespassing and refusing to leave when told to. As a result of the incident, police subsequently arrested and charged Hatchie with mischief and breach of probation under the Criminal Code of Canada, but there was no mention of trespassing. Hatchie was held for bail the following day, said OPP Acting Sergeant Brett Boniface. Hatchie said he called police Wednesday afternoon, after he heard there was a bench warrant for his arrest for missing a court date. "I've asked if there is a warrant for my arrest. Ellipsis. I have no idea. I'm waiting for a court appearance," he said. "The courts don't move that fast. I just got charged." He also said if he found out there was an arrest warrant for him, he would go to the police station and resolve it. Hatchie was asked how his arrest and charges would affect his campaign for Barry Mayor. "I think it's going to help," he said. "I'm fighting for children, fighting for babies. I'm fighting against lies and the corruption of the government. That's why I started running. I'm not a politician. I never liked politics in the first place. There's no transparency. These guys need to be held accountable." The City of Barrie was asked if the Municipal Act, or any of the city's election regulations, prevent candidates who have successfully filed their nomination papers from running for office if they face provincial offences or Criminal Code of Canada charges or if there is a bench warrant for their arrest for missing a court date. The Municipal Elections Act provides that a candidate for municipal office has to be a qualified elector and not prohibited from voting, said Wendy Cook, City Clerk and Director of Legislative and Court Services. A person who is serving a sentence of imprisonment in a penal or correctional institution is prohibited from voting and could be disqualified as a candidate, not a person who has been charged with alleged criminal activity or have a bench warrant out for their arrest. If a candidate is no longer qualified to run for office, the clerk has the authority to remove the name from the ballot. Barrie's municipal vote, which elects the next mayor, 10 city councillors, and school board trustees, is October 24. The other candidates for Barrie mayor are Andrew Gordon, Rob Haverson, Jerry Marshall, Mike McCann, Alex Nuttall, and Barrie Ward.